We're in the Beralachas on relating to Sif Zion.
265 Rashiud Zion?
Right. Okay. Zion. What? Well, no, we finished the Mishabruz on Zion.
Right,
we're starting the Beral. I don't even know if we did the first one. We did the first one.
There's only one.
No, we didn't do it. Oh, Vimrov. Okay, yeah, so let's go to Rov, right? So we said before in the Mishnah Berurah that 50-50, right, we treat, right, as Yisrael also. So he says, I'm Mishnah Kanav, the field of Mechzal, Mechzal, Nami, Mevarach, Enis, Kamak, and Gibarim, Mechadasa, Rokeach, Shalom, Atsinu, Mishiach, Lok, Olav. Right? He says, I don't see anybody who argues. Now, again, this is a, what we call a Hagdol Torah, Lahadira. It's a hypothetical case. Right, the odds of any of these 50-50 cases, right, to be determined, you know, it talks about if your esrog is covered with rove, you know, it's covered rove with something, discoloring or whatever. So, to machlokas rishonim, what about if it's exactly half? And the same is true with Megillah. Say Megillah is missing exactly, you know, half of the Megillah is missing, right? We know that you can have up to half missing and still be a kosher Megillah in certain ways. What about if it's exactly half? So in all those cases, so that's a little more discernible. You could maybe actually count letters and words and whatever. But you're never going to know that an esrog, at least not just by looking at it, unless you are, you know, like the Vilna Gaon who can look at stuff and say, yeah, that's exactly 50-50. They have the capability today, technology, to go bring it to a place and measure it with exact precision. Right, so that's possible today, but these were questions more, you know, in theoretical. So the same is true here. You have a town that's 50-50. So unless you're talking about a town that has 20 people, you know, the town of Podunk, you know, Pumpadisa, and, you know, home of 10 Jews and 10 Goyim, you know, so very unlikely you're going to come to that situation. But it does raise, it's there to raise certain issues sometimes. So here he says, okay, 50-50, we consider it a Jewish town, and the smell is okay. Well, Anias Daiti Kashi says it's the problem. Keeping to Mechzal Mechzal, have a Sfeka Daraisa. If it's 50-50, it's a Sfeka Daraisa. The Reach Shal Ovde Gilulam Humi Lo Yidbak Biyodacham Umi Acherim, right? It's a Sfeka Daraisa to have, to benefit from Avodah Zarah. Much because of Perish Mishnah Yisrael Rambam, Ulu Chumar Danilim, if it's a Sfeka Daraisa, we should be Machmer. Vim Ken Kivin Shosel Ariach, how do you make a bracha, right? Suffolk the rice, you shouldn't smell it. And if you smell it, you make a bracha because, right? Because the sheet of the 50-50. And he says, right? Im lo the name and call ikro shal reach ain velam the rabbanon. V'ayim prima gadim b'tzarachin. Unless you say that reach inherently is only the rabbanon, right? It's one thing you pick up an avodah zarah piece of something, right? Some mamushes, but if all you're getting from the avodah zarah is a reach, right? Maybe that's not considered. That's not the daraisa. Of you should have no benefit from, right? Lo yidbak biyad chamum and acherim, right? So that, right? So maybe that's the answer. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Ches. Desire of reach shemivarchal, but reach sheim mivarchal alav. Okay, so you mix smells, then you go after the rov. And he says in Chavei, Nesav Reach, Chayim Beralacha, right, we'll see what the Beralacha says. Okay. Now, once again, I did not bring the book with me to go over the chemical stuff, but still maybe we can do it, I'm going to put it on my table tomorrow so that we can remember to look at it beforehand. Okay, in this Ira of Reach, look at Beralacha. Ulash and Aramba, right? A mixture. The cost of Baal Shemin Rokeach, Loikai El Shemin Ubisomim, Shal Mesim, Shal Besa Kise, Chadom, Shainmam Lereach. I mean, we're talking about things that are not meant to be smelled, right? That's the potpourri for the bathroom, to obscure smell. The Hadassim they put on a mace, or other things that are there just to obscure the smell. Now, Zed Kosim, the Sarev Reach Shal Elu, the Reach Tov, was Liam Bosrub, then you just go after the majority. Abba Lokoyamai, the Sok, Bedina, the Rovo, the Gilim, the Rovo, Yisrael, The bezevah, the afilin nesarif miyut reach shel over the gilulim gam kein ein levarif. The avodas gilulim lo batal beruva ein sham. Right. So this is not a follow up to the case of, you know, the avodah zara case. Right. The avodah zara case is a much bigger concern, and you can't say, well, you go busa rov, or that if it's majority goyim, that somehow in the majority the smells are mutter. Right, if there's any avodah zara smell mixed in, it's going to be a problem. So therefore, this is talking about stam, a case where you have, you know, permitted and non-permitted smells, but not that they're inherently also, they're just not meant for smelling. The loy sik shel of reha the rov yisrael mevarach and afagaf dika miro begilulim. Right, so why don't we say, look, you know, if I've got 80% is Jews and 20% is goyim, well, aren't the goyim also going to have their incense stuff smelling, and therefore I have a mixture of avodah zara anyway with the 80% of the Jewish smell that's going on? So why don't we say that? Right, he says, "Mevarach al gavdi kamid obigulum." The shiny husband, even the robe Yisrael in basaruba. Right, what we're doing is we're not saying it's a mixture. We're just saying that if the majority of the town is Jewish, the assumption is that you're smelling the Jewish stuff. Not that you're smelling a mixture that's majority Jewish, because if you knew that it was a mixture of Jew and avodah zara stuff, then the fact that the majority is Jewish would be irrelevant. Right? Those, you know, the 30% or 20% would not be bottled. And he says, right, that the assumption is that they didn't provide any of the smell, as opposed to if you actually had them there and you mixed in the avodah zara stuff. So sphere late was at, then you don't go basarov to avodah kilum lo bottle. Right, avodah zara is not bottle. Okay, near a daito. Seems to grow doesn't agree. Right, that ches is just a follow up to zayin. I read the loshan le legrav ein machalak ben siv zayin siv ches. Doesn't make a distinction between the two, right? That rove means even if you have avodah zara stuff mixed in, but if the rove is not goyim, we don't care. Nearly all the dibre around from novim member to rabbiosi ayin sham. The Gemara, the Kamer, the Rubalav, Larecha Ovid, Mufarish Haram, Mafal Gav, Dinis Arv, Harech, Badodi, El, the Hagros, relate the Marisha, the Bryce, Nami, Nuchal, the Dag, Dinu, Deram, okay. Gav, Maxim, Mashkos, Shem, Chem, Moshe, Sai, Motvar, Vitzarchian, Ubemas, and Mayams, and Rish, Tazan, Gav, and the Sarv, Atsi, Besom, Beisve, Besomim, Kasva, Post, and Varach, Mine, Besomim. We said if you have a combo of mint and rose petals, you would make a Mine, Besomim. I am called B'Shem Rabbi Veli Rav. Because we call Liros Harov Ve'ezim Min. Right? We don't even bother saying which is the majority. Yalkar Kabacha Moshe Lo Mashkin Kabbaz. We don't really care about the majority. Yalkar Ponim Eriot Gamim Miyot. Right? We're always going to smell the Miyot. Right? You're going to smell the majority. You'll smell the minority. And therefore, again, it goes back to for the Avodah Zara stuff, it's going to be a problem. In, you know, if we really. We're choshish that it's avodah zara. So even though the gra holds that it's like bottle, right? So, but in lemais it's arachian, certainly like on the gra shita, about why we don't care about the avodah zara smell. Okay. Reishud ches. Brachos hanasim al hanisim avotes sifim. So brachos that were to be said over nisim. Okay, Haro Malkam Shinasib on Nisim Yisrael. If you see a place that Nisim happened to Yisrael, Kagon, Mabrois Hayam, right, where they.
When does this happen?
What?
When did the event, anytime?
Well, we're going to. Okay, so there's going to be events that happen to Klal Yisrael, right? A lot of the stories in Tanakh,
yeah.
Right? If you can identify them. And then there's the individual stories. If a person had. No, it's nothing. There's nothing modern times, right? We're not going to say that, you know, you have all those, you know, the Six-Day War battles and you know, but any individual who was involved in those and goes back to that place, you know, where they were surrounded by 18, more the Yom Kippur War, the, you know, Six-Day War, they just stomped on them, so that may be the miracle itself. But the ones who were, you know, surrounded by eight, you know, right. Egyptian tanks, and they all got out of their tanks and surrendered to the surrounded, you know. So, yeah, anytime you go to those places, you know, you have stories, and again, we'll see about the individual, but the same thing. If there's an individual who, you know, experienced a particular Yeshua at a certain place in the Holocaust, right? I don't know that you'd make this bracha just by going back to Auschwitz, but if you were, you know, almost killed there, you know, specifically, you know, someone took a gun and then all of a sudden the gun didn't shoot or whatever, right? So if you go there, you'd make the bracha, right? You know, people who escaped, remember I spoke to Ira Lipschitz about this, you know, his father, I think on only two or three occasions, was really at the end of a gun barrel, and somehow it didn't go off. So in places like that, if you go back to that place, you'd make this bracha. But okay, so but first we talk about the national things that happened, right? Now Haroa Malkum Shinasibo Nisun Yisrael, you go in Mavros Hayom Umavros Hayarden, right? Where they crossed the Yam Suf, that clearly was a nes, the sea split. Right, or Mabros Yarden, where they crossed the Yarden to go to Eretz Yisrael. Umabros Nachle Arnon, where they crossed by Arnon, right, in Parshas Chukas, right, where they sang the Shira, and when they crossed that little thing, the people were waiting for them, and they're going to throw the boulders down into the narrow, you know, area where Klal Yisrael was going to pass through. And it said the mountains shook, and they went and they killed everybody up above, and you saw all the blood and the body parts. Right, flowing down. Okay, Avne El Gavi Shel Beis Chorin. Right, in the days of Yehoshua, there were these big rocks. The Evan Shebikesh Og Lizrok Al Yisrael. Now, again, so some of these things, and again, it does raise the question, right? You know, what qualifies as a miracle? Does anything qualify as a miracle post Tanakh? Right, these Avne El Gavi, these big rocks, were the rock that Og. Right. Try to throw Al Yisrael. You know, I guess maybe that's when he picked up the mountain, right? So the Ve'evin Shiyashlav Moshe Beis Mechemes Amalek, right? The stone that Moshe sat on, and a lot of these things are not identifiable today. The Chomas Yericho, the walls of Yericho, that when Yeshua went marching around it, the walls, as the song says, went tumbling down. Right, you make a bracha that you made an ace for our forefathers. Makom hazeh, ubein bracha zu ubein shar brachas hariyah hareim kishar brachas bekulam b'haskar shem achos. Right, all these brachas we're going to see, right, are all meaning with shem achos. It's not like, you know, baruch rofe cholim, right? It's every one of these brachas is baruch atah Hashem lokinu melech olam. Right, once we say it's a real bracha, it has to have shem achos. Right, and therefore the bracha v'ish also nisim lavo senu by makom hazeh. I guess you could raise the question: what does lavo senu refer to? Right, so this goes back to, all right, what was the latest of all these cases? Abnei al gavish was the, you know, the last of them, right? All happening right around the time of the conquering of Eretz Yisrael. So okay, let's go back to. Aleph, you go Mabros Hayom, Mokum Sha'ov Yisrael Bayom by Abasha, right, where they passed through the sea, right, and right, that was Yashir time, right, so that part, if you knew where that was, you'd make this bracha. Mabros Hayardain, or where they crossed over the Yarden, Mokum Sha'ov Yisrael Bayardain, Becharav Me Yoshua, right, when they crossed into Eretz Yisrael. Again, the sea split for them, right, over there. It was a big valley between these two mountains. And Yisrael had to pass through that valley. And the Amoris who were trying to kill the Jews, right, were hiding up in the caves on the top of the mountain. Right, they were next to the, when they looked down below at the valley. So they could attack them as soon as they crossed the valley. Right? When the Aron passed through, it caused the mountains to shake, And there was some in the caves, and then there was these, you know, things that were sticks, and just went into the caves and crushed them all and killed everybody there. Okay, you have the Avnei El Gavishel Beis Choron Shehushlechu Min HaShemayim Al HaUmos Shenochamu Im Yehoshua. Right, big stones. Now, some say this Avnei El Gavish were just the remnant of the Barad, right? We know the story of the Barad, right, when Moshe said stop, the Barad was suspended in midair, right? So some say that these Avnei El Gavish were just those big Barad hailstones coming down. The Evan should be caged in the forest by God, Shaukar, Hire, Bas, Plus, the Pirates, the Hapilo, Israel, Benas, the Nash, the Yachal, the Hapilo, Ayan Shan Brach, the God of Abbas, Yan Bralach. Right? So the story with the Og, right? And that's where the Gemara talks about what happened. Og picked up this big mountain to throw on top of Bnei Yisrael, and what happened to him. Right? Well, so first of all, right? So whichever animals bore holes in there. So that when he picked it up, it actually, you know, he ended up dropping it on his head, but there was a hole there that it could fit on his head. And when he wanted to remove it from his, it's almost like his head stuck out of the top of this mountain because they drilled this hole in it. And when he tried to remove himself from this mountain, his teeth grew and sort of locked him in, right? His head is above the mountain. Next thing he knows, his teeth are growing and... Right, he can break his teeth, maybe he couldn't break his teeth, but that locked him into the mountain, and ultimately that's, I think, where he died. So if you see that mountain, right, I mean, it says here in Evan, but it refers to a mountain, so if you see that mountain, then you would make this bracha. And then he says, V'choma Yericho, sh'niglu v'mekomo, right, when Yehoshua was besieging Yericho, so they took their shofar, and they walked around, and right then the walls, you know, well, didn't come tumbling down, but they just came sucked up into the ground. And Mevarach Shas Nisim. So the Nusach of the Bracha Shas Nisim Labo Seinu Bamakom Hazeh. So Kasa Magen Avram L'Chayr Mashim Dafke Hinoch Kadam Shnikra Nesu Tachamakom. That you see the place or something specific that was the cause of the Nes Perish Shibro Seinu. If you see the Yamsuf where the sea is split, right, you see, okay, that this water actually split. Right, you see those rocks, you know what they are, and you know that a nes was performed with them. So that's the criterion. You come close to Yerushalayim, Shikar Sham Neis Beis Mechema San Cheriv, Shiyotza Malach Hashem Ehem is called Machanem. And that may eliminate any even modern day miracles, because there's nothing at the place. It'd have to be, you know, something at the place itself. You know, today it would be, I guess, if you had a burnt out tank that somehow, you know, a lot of burnt out tanks on the various roads. But you have to have something specific, he says, and the example he says is when you get to outside Yerushalayim, right? So what happens? The Gemara Megillah says, it asks why. It lists that three people ruled the world, right? Achav, Achashverosh, and Nebuchadnezzar, right? So the Gemara says, well, what about Sancheriv, right? Didn't he rule the world? And the Gemara says, well, he ruled the entire world except for Yerushalayim, right? Sancheriv got to Yerushalayim, and he said, okay, I don't need to, you know, let's get a good night's sleep and we'll conquer Yerushalayim tomorrow. Well, little did he know that in Shemayim, his power was only extended until the end of that night, right? The next morning, he was going to lose all of his right to do anything. Had he attacked Yerushalayim the night before, he might have been successful, but he chose to rest, right? And that was the end of him, because when he woke up in the morning, right, 180,000, 186,000 of his troops were all dead. And how did they die? They died because the Malachim sang Shira, and that Shira permeated their ears, head, nose, whatever, and caused them to die. So he wakes up, there's only five guys that survived. Right, it was Nebuchadnezzar, it was Sancheriv, and Nebuchadnezzar and his two sons, and right? Then maybe another advisor, Sancheirav. So those are the only people that survived this. So, but there's nothing to look at, right? How did they die? They didn't die by a boulder coming on their head. They died because of the malfunction, and they just dropped dead. It's not like the dead bodies are still sitting there, right? So therefore, that's not, you can't say the bracha because there's nothing specific there.
Why didn't they die?
What? Oh, Hashem wanted to leave them alive so they can tell the story, and, right? So, Nebuchadnezzar, I think his kids did, you know, became Jewish or whatever. But, you know, they got to see, and there's no question that Nebuchadnezzar knew that anything he accomplished was because God let him accomplish it, not because he felt he was mightier than God. He saw way too much to know that he was not in control of any of this stuff. Okay, so that's the Sancheirav story. Right, you look at the place, you're not going to see, you know, anything specific. So Perish Alpha Gav, even though you know the place, you can see exactly where Sancheirav people died, so you knew it. Right, there's nothing there, right, even though you know this is where it happened. And again, we'll see about individuals who go back to the place where a nace happened. They don't necessarily need to have some, you know, some physical item there. But for the nace, for Kleinschild, it has to be visible from the place that this is the rock, or this is the river. When it comes to a personal nace, then we don't have that rule, right? Then as long as you get to that place where this happened, right, and a person was saved, right, then you would make the bracha, right, at that point. Right, now let's say the place is, you know, now a department store, right? You knew exactly where this nace happened to you, and then they're building a department store, then the nace happened somewhere underneath the, right? So that's a question, right? They say maybe you should, you could say the bracha at that place, but maybe without Shema Machos.
What about like Kriyas Yamsuf? It has to be the right spot?
You have to see the water that's split. Now, again, it doesn't mean the entire Yamsuf. Remember, Kriyas Yamsuf, right, the way they described Kriyas Yamsuf was that they didn't go, it wasn't like they crossed over the Yamsuf. They went on the side, and there was a little
circle
alcove of water, and they cut through that, right, because the Egyptians could have run around. So if it was obviously the other side, they couldn't run around. You got miles and miles of rivers, so that's how they explain it. So you see that part of the water, you can see, oh, that's the water that's split. And then he says, Vein Shah Brach, and this Karma Simon Shach, there are all these brachas that we're going to see, right, they all take Shema Machlis, Paskar Shema Machlis, Vein Tzarech Lomer Nami Ata, Ve'elo Kena, Kova Shah Brachas. Murus, these are regular brachas and are pronounced like regular brachas. Right, we said that, right, because he says, Atav Elokeinu, so we said that both of those were, B'dievet, you can be Yotze, if he did not say Atav, he said Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, and if he said Baruch Hashem, he didn't even say Elokeinu, right, we said, you've already said Shame, right, so that's, neither of those are Ma'akev B'dievet, but nonetheless, we say the full Bracha. Okay. What time is it?
I have an already.
You davened already. Okay. Okay, before we do this barrel off, let's see if we can talk tomorrow. Will you be working full day tomorrow?
Taking off tomorrow.
Okay. Anybody have any proposed time for tomorrow? 2:00, 3:00 after Mincha here.
Mincha's
1:40. We can do it at 2:00 here.
Sounds good.
Anyone who comes to Mincha too?
1:40.
Mincha's at 1:40. What?
Probably do Sukkah building tomorrow.
Okay, so you.
Let's say Mincha is 1:40.
No, it's not actually a big crowd. It doesn't have to be long tomorrow. So let's say if we after Mincha 1:40, to say 2 o'clock, for 20 minutes or whatever.
2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. Okay, 2 o'clock. Lorenzen, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock is what, davening or 2 o'clock?
No, learning. 1:40 is Mincha. 2 o'clock is learning.
Okay, very good.
Okay, hold on. We're not done here.
Here or on Zoom?
Okay, thanks.
Preferably here.
Tomorrow.
We're not. No. We're not done.
Oh.
We're not done. We're just figuring out the time so we don't run out of time. And Rosh Hashanah itself. So we have really, it's the first day, that Shabbos. Okay, someone besides me should throw out a proposal for that.
Well, it definitely should be here.
Right after Dom.
That's right.
Before Dom.
Before the second Mincha.
I usually have to have family.
Second
Mincha.
Right.
That's always a problem.
Second Mincha.
We could do it.
Right after.
We could do it. I mean, the rabbi speaks. We could do it after that mincha, right? For twenty minutes. What?
What time is the mincha?
Mincha is whatever. It's 30 minutes before shkia. 5 minutes before shkia.
I think I can
look. No, 30. David's gonna go look at the time.
You make the calendar.
Yeah. I know. We changed it. We made mincha a little earlier. Even.
Oh yeah.
Because I think 40 minutes before Shkia. Okay, David's got the calendar.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Better.
Lorenzen, you listening? So.
Yeah,
right, so the second day, Rosh Hashanah, we do it at night. But the first day, Mincha's at 6:20. And we could learn at 6:45, 6:50.
What time is Meyer?
Meyer is 7:54. Yeah, so let's say 6:50.
After the Mincha, right?
After Mincha. Okay.
Well,
they don't have a Mincha for Mincha after
Shabbos.
No,
because
the question is, what time is it going to be like 6:30 there?
What time is
it going to go until 6:30?
Okay. I'm saying, but you don't have a Mincha right after Shabbos, after Musaf?
Right, I'm not sure.
Okay. Mincha is at 6:20 here.
First day. 6:20.
Okay, you got that, Lorenzen? 6:20. We'll do it right after Mincha.
Is the Kriya Satara?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll remind me tomorrow, right?
Yes, we'll remind everybody tomorrow.
But when do you have to have Shalosh Shabbat?
You have to have it before 4. I have to go look at the time. But it has to be before 4 something.
You're going to have a double meal.
What?
You must do the double meal. One,
right.
The Shalosh Shabbat, you want to get it after Mincha. But
yeah, after Mincha is almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to have a very dedicated crew at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, okay, smack 3:30, we're gonna have Mincha, and everybody has to be done with this. So, right, so we're not gonna on that. Okay, so fine. So we'll do it after the Mincha, and tomorrow after the 1:40 Mincha. Okay, let's. What do we got? We got 4 minutes left here.
You send out a text for that.
Okay, yes.
Print
it out.
Okay, let's do. Okay, we'll do Beis. Al Neshe Na'asa L'Ktsas Yisrael. For a miracle that happened to only some. Kozumash L'Nas L'Chol Yisrael Rubon. Afil Na'asa L'Ktsas Shvatim Ein Mevarchan Alavs. Right? When we're talking about Nisim, and therefore that's going to answer your question also, David. There's no Nes that happens today that impacts the entire Klal Yisrael. Right, everything that's listed here, right, is Bnei Yisrael crossing the Yam Suf, the Yarden, going into Eretz Yisrael. These are all Klal Yisrael. And look at Yud, Eim Evarachan Lov, Ela Osam Shinas Lama Neis Ba'atzmam. Unless you experience that Neis, and we're going to see it extends not just to the person who experienced it, could extend to their children as well. Okay, so we will do tomorrow. We'll do the Bir Alacha, and we will do. We will do finish 266 tomorrow. Okay. Okay. We'll see.